It was 1943, and America was at war. In downtown Los Angeles, rainbow-coloured neon signs lit up a street flooded with a sea of white hats, as streetcars, buses and taxis dropped off more and more United States servicemen. Most carried 2x4s or baseball bats, or had pennies sewn into the hems of their neckerchiefs to swing as weapons. A group of Marines sang a raucous, off-key version of Anchors Away. The civilians were waiting. Zoot suiters, mostly Angelenos of Mexican descent, were also dressed for the occasion, wearing the unmistakable broad-shouldered, double-breasted suit jackets and balloon-like pants pegged at the ankles that had become infamous. They too carried bats and 2x4s, as well as switchblades. There was a long moment, sharp as glass, as the two American groups regarded each other. It was momentarily silent as they gripped their weapons with sweaty palms, a poisonous wave of hate moving through them. Someone, somewhere, threw something, and the factions charged, swinging, hitting, stabbing. There was the sickening sound of fists meeting flesh as fighting broke out, seemingly everywhere at once. The streets filled with writhing, grappling, bleeding boys and men intent on short-sighted destruction. The on-duty men of the Los Angeles Police Department were summoned by the general alarm riot. The department was already working at a deficit, having lost their best young officers to the military. Still, nearly 1,000 policemen, uniformed, in plain clothes, on motorcycles, juvenile bureau personnel, and even traffic cops had been tapped to show up. They joined the Navy Shore Patrol and Army Military Police. As the transport pulled to a stop, Detective Abe Finch looked out the window and whistled, long and low. He was tall and angular, with leathery tanned skin, somewhere in his early 40s. He took in the scene of the men fighting, then looked to his partner, Detective Mac Connor. At 38, Mac was short and burly, with receding blonde hair, a ruddy complexion, and the beginnings of a beer belly. His uniform was straining at the buttons.
"I'm too old for this shit," Mac muttered. "My days on the streets are supposed to be over."
Outside, the air was acrid and smoky, filled with shouts and the occasional scream. Abe and Mac joined the police officers at the periphery of the fighting, watching with Navy Shore Patrol and higher-ranked officers as the scene exploded. Marines in dress blues kicked in store windows. Some threw rocks at streetlights, smashing the bulbs to provide darkness for cover. Zoot suiters brandished broken beer and liquor bottles as sailors swung their weighted handkerchiefs.
"Double or nothing on that Marine," a police captain said, pointing through the crowd to a muscular sailor wielding a switchblade.
Abe and Mac watched as men set trash cans on fire, then kicked them over, only to run away, laughing.
"I thought the mayor had declared the city off limits to servicemen," Abe said as he nervously tapped his knocker against his palm, his face long and somber.
Mac grimaced as they watched a mob overturn a dented Ford sedan. Someone threw a lit cigarette, and the car erupted into red and yellow flames.
"Yeah, just like they banned the damn zoot suit,"